No.
Talking about the podcast, you don't want to stick an egg up your butt.
I don't want to stick an egg up my butt.
Well, but the internet challenge.
Yeah, we posted in the Cult of M&H. You know, for every like that we get, that Brett or Lewis will shove one
and
egg
Lewis
in their butthole.
Said he would do it. It's the egg butthole challenge.
We have 9 likes.
It's the egg butthole challenge, Lewis. You got to do it.
Oh my God, it's fucking recording.
Oh, did you get him?
You fucking got me.
Yes,
you son
dude.
Of a. Everyone, and welcome to
back. This
week's episode of
Matt's Not Here!
Except we are here.
And well, that intro always drags on
so
forever.
It's kind of long.
Typically, yeah.
I like it, though.
I'll cut it back if you want, yeah. But
it's almost as long as your intestines. Think about how many eggs you can fit up in there.
Okay, first of all, that's not happening.
I mean, we can make it happen.
No, not happening. Not enough KY in the world for that to happen.
Well, Brett's got some rope. And
what if we hard-boil them and take the shells off so they're a little squishy?
No.
We'll pre-lube them.
No.
I can't think of any other incentives.
Incentives and big-ass quotes you're pointing out right now, not working. Sorry.
In between each egg, we pour a bottle of booze in your butthole.
Now we're
there
talking. Now we're talking.
I mean, by the second bottle, you're dead anyway, so.
By the first shot, I'll be
use
fucking
duels.
Passed out.
Yeah, we can just do fake alcohol.
Is that? I wonder, though.
It
if
might
you took a shot through your asshole, like, would that get you drunk immediately?
Yeah, it absorbs into your bloodstream.
100% immediately.
Quick.
You've never heard of that?
Yeah, I know
the whole butt chug thing?
But, like, how much of it would you have to take to, like, get to the point where you're just fucking plastered?
I'll do one single shot. You're plastered and probably have to go to the hospital for alcohol poisoning.
Haven't you seen A Thousand Ways to Die?
I have. That I loved that show.
God, we could do a whole episode.
Oh, that's such a good show. Well, it was such a good show.
You guys want to do a whole episode on A Thousand Ways to Die?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, fuck
I have a friend that was
favorite
on that show.
Wait,
say what?
Hold up.
Yeah.
You want to run that by me one more time?
You remember the episode where they were at the rave and the guy was injecting glow stick juice into him?
Yes.
Don't tell me that was your friend.
That was in my friend played in that episode.
Oh,
he's like an actor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh shit. I thought it was actually
I thought he was about to be like, my friend was injecting glow stick juice into
nobody
his
I talk to anymore, but somebody I used to rave with, oddly enough. They actually brought real ravers in.
Oh, that's kinda cool.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, if you want people to actually know how they do it. I love how this is absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about today.
Not at all. But
well, we do the first 15 minutes of shooting the shit. Maybe some. You wanted to do a new bit.
Speaking of shooting the shit, yeah. I read this news article and this is 100% like can be a movie, and I would love to see this movie. And I think it already is a movie.
Okay.
But this Florida couple adopted a girl.
Florida.
Right. Of course.
It has to be fucking
Florida.
Florida.
This Florida couple adopted.
Speaking
this girl.
Of Florida, Dale, how you doing out there?
Doing all right. Thanks all for the opportunity. I'm going to keep working on these flapjacks.
All right, Dale. All right. Remember, please wipe everything down.
Did he say flapjacks?
He did say
flapjacks.
Did you guys order pancakes or something?
I didn't.
I ordered tacos.
Why is he making
tacos
right here?
We were supposed to put eggs in Lewis's butt, not pancakes.
Oh, my bad. I got the wrong breakfast thing. I didn't buy any eggs. We could roll up the pancakes.
Nah, I like that idea. I mean, we got syrup. We can do it with syrup.
We do.
Y'all want them silver dollar size or a dinner plate?
Dinner plate.
Silver dollar.
For sure dinner plate.
All right.
What?
I was going to say if we do silver dollar, we can fit more, and then we can say you have like 5 pancakes instead of 1.
Hmm.
Oh, we can still fit 5 in.
Are we still talking about shoving shit up my ass? It's not happening.
I'll just go ahead and make both.
No. No.
All right. Well, let's leave him to that, and I'll finish this. Anyway, yeah.
Make sure you spit extra in those fucking tacos.
You got it, boss.
Okay.
This Florida couple adopted a girl, right? And started noticing, like, she's got some things that little girls don't have until they grow up. She's got some
bank accounts?
Some things she was trying to hide?
She's got some hair. Her menstrual cycle has started a little early.
Got it.
And they were like, yo, what the fuck's going on? They looked into it a little more, and they realized that, like, mind you, this girl has also, like, had manic episodes where she threatened to kill her parents several times.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister, father, brother, everyone in the family. They read into it a little more. this couple adopted a full-grown, like, woman.
That looks like a child. That
looks like a child, right?
Yeah, it sounds like the premise for the orphan.
The orphan that I was talking about. Exactly, the orphan, right. Yeah. So they were like, yo, fuck this bitch, and just moved. Yep. And just dipped.
Same one.
Yep. And paid the rent. They paid. They left for a year. The girl. They paid the rent in the apartment for a year for this girl, and just bounced, what and left fuck? This girl. And the authorities are still charging this family. They haven't they're still investigating it to figure out what the fuck is going on with this girl. But there's pending charges on this family
For child abandonment,
child neglect, child abandonment, mm-hmm. child endangerment. All these fucking child endangerment. Charges.
But she's not a child.
They don't know that yet.
They're still trying to figure it out. They're
trying to figure everything out.
Yeah. That's fucking shady.
Yeah.
That's the type fucking of shit that could only go down in fucking Florida.
In Florida.
Only in Florida.
Yeah. Fucking wild, man.
And there's more to the story than that I'm not remembering. I'm
just giving cliff notes right here just because I saw it, watched a quick little thing, was like, holy shit, we got to talk about this real quick. And yeah.
Dude, only in fucking Florida would you see that shit.
Yeah, fucking, could you just imagine you adopt someone and, imagine adopting, what you thought was a 10-year-old boy, right? Mm-hmm. And then you wake up in the morning and it's 6 a.m. and he's looking in the mirror shaving fucking 5 o'clock shadow off to look more like a child.
Yeah, you walk in, you adopt this boy, right? And you think he's a little kid and his cock's bigger than yours. You're like, what the fuck? Something's wrong here. This isn't a child.
Because it wouldn't be a Matt's Not Here episode if we didn't mention some sort of
gross thing.
Or it's like when you adopt a chihuahua Mexico, and then you come back here and then the vet tells you it's not a chihuahua. It's a hairless freaking sewer rat that's the size of a dog.
I feel like that's a story in scary
stories. Yeah, exactly. Stories. There you go. You read it. You caught it. Thank you. Thank you.
To tell in the dark.
Yeah.
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 Best childhood books ever.
Dude, those books were fucking amazing.
Not to plug another podcast.
How'd you guys feel about the movie, by the way?
I didn't see it.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
Yeah.
That's a fucking crime. You have to watch it.
Hold up. Not to plug another podcast in our podcast, but there is a Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark podcast.
Oh, right.
By Otis Jar.
That's such a fun last name.
It's amazing. Anyway, he reads Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. And I don't know. His voice is just awesome for creepy scary stories.
So it works.
So he's got a voice like this.
Dude, it's like,
what kind of stories are we talking? Are we talking like Alvin Schwartz, like scary stories to tell in the dark type of stories? Yeah. Or like different style?
All kinds of scary stories. Ones by Alan, ones presented by other people. Just dope shit.
Oh. It's cool. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Is that anything like, what is it, Nocturnal Transmissions?
It is. Yeah.
Also another great podcast.
Also another amazing podcast.
Yeah, make sure you guys check that out.
So on this week's episode, we talk about podcasts on our podcast while we podcast.
Podcastception, baby.
Yo, dog, I heard you like podcasts.
So we got a podcast for your podcast, so you can listen to a podcast while you listen to your podcast.
Should we listen to a podcast while we make this podcast?
As long as it's on Spotify, it's fair game, right?
I think so. I think that's how that works, yeah. I mean, we are owned by Spotify, so makes sense.
We're fucking owned by so many people.
Yeah.
We're corporate whores.
Yeah, we are.
Whore! All right.
So, anything else in weekly fucked up news?
There might be a few things. I don't know.
Lewis, you got to find some stuff. I'm out. I just found that story.
As long as it's not going to put me on a soapbox, no politics or anything like that. But some crazy story.
Oh, there was a dead body found.
Oh, in my hometown. Yes. How could you forget?
There's a dead body.
We're going to talk about it, huh?
I mean, it happened today.
Do a brief.
So I don't want... everyone knows I fucking live in Huntington Beach anyway, whatever. There's a dead body found on the wetlands, and apparently it had been there for a while.
Well, it looked like it, but I think animals got to it.
We're saying this as if we know what it looks like, and we do know what it looks like. We should mention why the fuck we know what it looks like, because...
we wanted to poke it with a stick, so we drove out there.
Do we have a link to that?
I don't fucking... I mean, we can post the video. I can, it was screen recorded and sent to me. We can download it and then share it. I don't know if I want to.
No, don't post it.
No. How about this? If you guys want to see it...
Look, y'all can dig and find it, but there was a dead body found on the wetlands in Huntington Beach, and this dude was out walking and found it, and his first fucking instinct is to pull out his cell phone, go to fucking Instagram, and be like... holy shit, y'all, I found a dead body, and fucking post about it on Instagram and video of it and shit, and it's it's not just a dead body. It's a dead body. It's been out there for a hot minute.
It's a skeleton. Sign of the times. That's the thing. That's the age we're living in where we see something interesting like that, and the first instinct is pull out your fucking phone and start recording.
Not fucking call 911.
No, exactly. It's like some dude is dying. Hold up. Let me get a selfie.
Fucking A, dude.
Hold up. This needs to be on the gram. Yeah.
It's so weird. It's fucking ridiculous. I just hope this doesn't turn into one of those, like stupid things, you know, like those dumb, like, oh, dead body challenge.
Oh, stupid viral trends. Yeah. Like those stupid challenges they do.
Yeah. I would hate for it to turn into that.
Fucking stupid. Yeah.
You know what? We can talk about a bunch of those after this ad break.
All right. Let's do it. And we're back.
Hey.
All right. Cool. First and foremost, let's go ahead and thank our number one sponsor,
Zombie Killer Clothing.
Yeah. Damn, so man. That just happened.
Yeah.
You know, at least he didn't follow it up with a fart this time.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say check our Instagram, but that story will be gone by then.
I'll repost it.
I will repost that shit too. Don't worry.
Once a day. Anyway, yeah, go check out Zombie Killer Clothing on Instagram at
what is it? Confessions of a Zombie Killer Clothing.
Confessions of a Zombie Killer on Facebook. Zombie Killer Clothing on Instagram.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. It'll be linked in our show notes.
That's so much easier than listening to us fuck it up.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's all linked in there.
While we're still on the Zombie Killer Clothing topic. We do have a horror recommendation.
Oh, we're just going balls deep into that right now?
We might as well do it with Zombie because we were doing that before with him, right?
I mean, I thought we were going to
wait till the end.
Maybe push it a little more, but.
Fuck, I thought too. We can. How about this? That was a cock tease because that video doesn't have anything to do with zombies.
That's true.
But it's a short horror film recommendation of the week.
All right. And you guys tune in to the end of the episode for that recommendation.
Oh, God.
We had.
Now we got you, suckers.
Fuckers.
Don't skip. You Jesus is watching you.
You right there. Perv. Yeah, you. You just skipped forward, listened to it, and then came back to this right here, didn't you? I saw you do that. I know you do that. And I hope you feel. I hope you feel weird about doing it, my child. I hope you feel weird about doing that.
Yeah, that was not cool. That was uncalled for. That was disrespectful.
All right.
You heretic.
So we were talking about weird challenges just before the break.
Yeah.
And not so much weird, but stupid challenges. I want to talk about stupid
challenges. Some of them are pretty weird.
Some of them are pretty
cool. We're not doing that again.
Some of them are pretty good, though.
Weird. Get out of here.
Some of them are pretty good. Some of them are pretty strange.
Nice callback, though.
Wacky weird challenges. That's the title of this episode.
Weird challenges. Big old fat H before the W.
Okay. Well, right off the top of my head, I'm going to talk about probably the OG of all these challenges. You know which one I'm talking about,
I think,
right?
I do. I love that.
Did you ever try it?
I love that kind of toast crunch. And I did try it, yes.
The cinnamon challenge.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
It was horrible.
I have done the cinnamon challenge unintentionally.
How did you do that? Oh, for those that don't, should we detail what they are and give people a detailed instructions on how to do these dumbass things?
So the challenge.
Some of them, not all of them. This one, you guys can try.
And if you do any of these, you guys are doing this on your own. We're not suggesting you do this.
Yeah. It also works with powdered sugar.
The challenge entails that you take a spoonful of cinnamon into your mouth and try to swallow it.
And then die.
Yeah, well, it's not impossible, actually.
It's not. You just have to have a mouthful of saliva.
Yeah, the problem is that cinnamon actually dries out your mouth.
Yep.
And the second problem is if you inhale, you're fucked.
Fucking die.
Good luck.
That's how I found out about the powdered sugar, because I dipped my strawberries in powdered sugar, and I put a fuck ton on one strawberry, and I went to take a bite and inhaled at the same time, and it hit the back of my throat, and I started choking.
Oh,
Jesus.
Very similar to the cinnamon challenge.
That's not the first time something hit the back of his throat and he started choking.
I don't want to know.
You think it's funny, but we're not good like you.
I don't want to know what you guys did last night.
We're not good like you.
Oh, I thought I was being funny.
We're not experienced at
that. Sorry, you weren't.
Well, you know, I tried. So.
You know what happens when you try to be funny?
Yep, that's a room full of people who care.
Okay. Well, thank you then.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Speaking of like choking on stuff, did you guys... Yeah.
I don't like where this is going already.
Have you guys heard about the choking, fainting, or passing out challenge?
No.
Yeah, or the knockout challenge.
The knockout challenge is one. So in this challenge, you basically take your hands and you put them on your arteries, on your neck,
You
hold it until your brain shuts down because you're basically cutting the blood off to your head and you need that. What cracks me up is like this got real popular a couple years ago and people were doing it a lot.
People were doing it in our high school, though.
Dude, I remember doing this in middle school with friends. We just discovered one day if you sit like that, if you put your hands like that, it happens. And so we would stare at each other until, you know, the first one fell. Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. You would...
Don't break eye contact.
You would hold your hands on your neck, and then I remember your head would... Like, you'd drop, and your head would hit the table, and then just... And you just...
Don't.
Like, I remember... I got a vivid memory of watching a friend do that, and you just hear the... Of his head hitting a lunch table. Jeez. And then, it kind of blew up into this internet challenge thing, which, again, cracks me up. Because back in high school, my cousin came back from the basic training. And that was something they would do in basic training to give themselves a buzz.
What the fuck?
They would lean against the wall and have one other person lean against him and put the pressure on until you watch somebody's brain shut off. And then... and then they would move their hands. Yeah, dude, it was like so dumb. Yeah, it's so funny.
Oh jeez.
Oh man.
That was brilliant.
Oh man.
Well done.
Thank you.
Gentlemen. Well done. Round of applause
for us.
Yep. And thanks. If you're not a Windows user, you know.
Oh boy. Yeah, so that was one of my favorite / dumb challenges. So
it sounds favorite, like a very dangerous challenge.
Oh my god, dude, like
very
if
dangerous.
You fuck it up, you could die.
Not only that, brain damage.
Oh yeah, a lot of brain damage.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. I remember the first time I got brain damage, jamma.
You know what's another one that always tripped me out, and I don't know where it started. But I wish I did. Mm. But it didn't cause brain damage. It just would get you sick and you might die anyway. But okay. That Tide Pod one.
Oh,
that's
dude,
the one that blew
don't
up.
Even get me fucking started on that fucking
that's
Tide Pod.
That's the one that like blew up.
It's because of that stupid ass challenge that they are now locked.
Which yeah. is hilarious.
Not that I ever bought Tide Pods, but still.
Hey, they're nice and easy.
Now it's a fucking
so
inconvenience.
Simple. Love it. Yeah, no, like I just wish I knew the origin of it, and I guess for this episode we should have done a little more research other than just compiling a list of ones that we thought were funny. But, like...
Jaime needs to do his job.
Sorry! But, like...
It's okay. He
the whole
makes
idea
tacos.
Of the challenge is like, yo, I'm gonna take a video of me eating fucking detergent and post it on the internet for what? For clout?
Yeah.
For clicks?
No.
For likes?
I don't know what the whole purpose of it was, honestly.
There is literally a Wikipedia page called Consumption of Tide Pods.
Holy shit.
Here we go. Well, give us the highlights.
Consumption of Tide Pods is the act of ingesting laundry detergent pod Tide Pods. Yeah, that's literally how they wrote that. Okay, so... Yeah, they've even been labeled by a health risk from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Yeah.
Get some culture up in
biting
here.
Into a Tide Pod laundry detergent is clearly not a good idea. But kids are doing it and posting videos of their results. Because the outside coating of a Tide Pod is meant to dissolve, they release their contents into the kid's mouth very quickly, causing chemical burns, kidney, and lung problems.
Yeah, nope, fuck that.
There have been numerous media reports. Discussing how children and those with dementia could endanger their health or life by consuming the pods, mistaking them for candy. Between 2012...
Okay, hold up. Pause. Who the fuck's gonna look at a Tide Pod, pull it out of the Tide Pod box, and go, yo, this candy looks fire.
Not just candy. Candy.
Candy.
It looks like candy.
Oh my god.
It's like those little alcoholic candy chocolates.
Yeah, those are good.
Kids would think they were candy.
They were candy. Oh, yes. How delightful.
Do you have candy with your biscuits so and tea?
So exquisite.
Oh, yes, I'll take some candy.
Oh, my God. Between 2012 and 2013, poison control centers reported over 7,000 cases of young children eating laundry pods and ingesting of Procter & Gamble laundry products had resulted in 6 deaths by 2017.
Oh, no. The tragedy.
Yeah, now they had to add...
lost all of our listeners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
They had to add warning labels on the Tide Pods.
Yeah. And it's just so dumb. Like, as soon as a new challenge comes along, and this is going to perfectly segue into this other challenge.
Until you mentioned that, yeah. Well, sorry. Go ahead.
Remember how I mentioned, because of this whole challenge, now Tide Pods are locked up?
Yep.
Another product that's now locked up is Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it sucks because that one didn't start out as a challenge. It just became a challenge to mock somebody who made a mistake.
Right.
That I don't think anybody, I didn't until that point think anybody could have made.
I mean, my friend super glued his hands together and thought that would be a good idea and he'd be able to peel them apart.
Your friend's an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
We totally shit all over him while his hands were stuck together.
So what's the, ew. What's the Gorilla Glue Challenge?
So the Gorilla Glue Challenge is just as it states. You throw it in your hair, and you're supposed to style your hair with it, and for fucking whatever reason, I don't understand why you would ever want to do it. So, but if you do it, supposedly, it'll help you keep that style for a long period of time.
I remember the origin of this.
No. Hold up. This is the one that I know.
Oh, my bad.
Which one do you know? Condi!
No. some girl used it thinking it was hairstyling gel.
Well, didn't they have hair gel with the gorilla on it?
Well, that's exactly what it is. It started out as that. And then the challenge became that like, okay, you throw it in your hair and you can style it and it's going to stay like that forever.
Just mock this poor girl. Yeah, exactly. Challenge. And yeah, they do have Gorilla Snot.
Yeah.
Is the hairstyling gel.
They also have Gorilla Snot Glue.
Yep.
There we go. And copyright strike. MTV's going to sue the fuck out of us.
We are going to get sued by Vivaldi too while we're at it.
Well, how many seconds can we play?
Oh, probably about as much as we played.
That was only about 15 seconds. Yeah, I think
probably
we're
about the max. Is 15
I think we're
seconds.
Just scraping by with that
one.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like a lot of these challenges are dumb and dangerous, and we're like, oh, we're gonna eat Tide Pods, or oh, we're gonna put Gorilla Glue in our hair. Some of my favorite ones were the funny ones. Did you guys ever see the mannequin challenge?
I did.
Like a group of people would just go to somewhere and then just pause.
Right.
Yeah.
That shit was funny.
Like some of them were actually entertaining.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They had the, what were those different ones? They had the Gangnam Style one.
The dances and all that
the
shit.
The dances. Yeah. Fuck, what was the one where they would turn the lights off or whatever and then turn them on and everybody would be going crazy?
Oh, that's the Harlem Shake.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a cool one. That was a cool one. Planking. That was a funny one.
I was thinking
about
that.
It just got like, it got dumb and it was like, yo, it was funny because like, I'm going to go
people
lay
started
on
doing.
This.
Stupid planks where that's like, okay, you're on top of a fucking skyscraper balancing on a fucking
on a rail. Like if you sneeze, it's the last sneeze you ever had.
Like some of those challenges I just watch and I'm cringing the whole time. I'm like, oh, please don't, because they're middle-aged men just trying out these challenges. I'm like, please don't. And then you come across some that are like, okay, you know it's a stupid challenge, but it's entertaining.
Oh, like when the freaking people would put aerosol all over their body and then light themselves on fire.
That's just dumb.
That was dumb.
That was fucking stupid.
That's just dumb.
And all these people getting burns and
yeah.
I'm like,
somebody hand that person a Darwin Award.
And like, those are the ones that make me go, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, oh, it's the fire challenge, I think that's called, or whatever it was. I'm gonna light myself on fire for the internet. Why? Like, what the fuck?
There's no rhyme or reason for
that.
What
are you gonna get?
At all.
Fucking 14 seconds of clout?
Yeah.
And all 14 seconds of those are going to be people going, look at this fucking idiot.
Yeah, $500,000 in medical bills.
Right, yeah.
A few skin grafts later, yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah, we're going to pull the skin off your butt and put it on your chest because you fucking burnt yourself.
Now on the opposite end of that spectrum, how about the ice bucket challenge?
See, now that started off for a good thing.
Started out good.
Right. For it ALS. Had a good cause behind it.
Yeah. And what was it? It was
bring awareness for ALS.
Yeah, and people who got challenged, you could either donate X amount to an ALS donation or post a video of you on the internet pouring ice water on your head and then challenging somebody else to do either or.
Mm-hmm.
Which it started off as a great idea, yeah. A lot of these challenges, because it does raise awareness. But then it gets to the point where people aren't doing it to raise awareness. They're doing it to just do a challenge. And it's like, why do you guys need to like go on social media and go, oh, I'm raising awareness for this, or I'm donating for this. Just do it. Just be a good person.
Well, that's the thing about social media.
Ego.
It's as soon as something becomes popular, they lose sight of what it actually is.
And the thing,
and they just do it for clout.
Yeah. And the thing is everyone wants to do it to fit in. It's a fad. Mm-hmm. Trend chasing thing. Everyone's like, oh, I saw everyone else do this. I want to fit in. I'm going to do it too. And you know, like we were saying, lose sight of what it started out as. And at some point, one or two people forget to mention the whole ALS portion, and it becomes just people pouring ice water on their head because everyone else is pouring ice water on their head, and nobody's talking about what it is that started it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it that like somebody nominated some celebrity, and he you know, talked about it, and he was like, okay, I'm going to grab it, and he grabbed his bucket, pulled it up, turned it upside down over his head, and like $10,000 falls out and rains on him, and he goes, that's $10,000 I'm donating to ALS. I'm going to nominate so-and-so to do the same thing. Fuck the ice water. Fuck that. Actually donate to what it's about.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up and find out real quick.
I mean, the ice water makes sense because the way ALS affects your nervous system and stuff, so it's like the cold shock, but it's like at the same point, you're challenging people to spend money or to...
I have an uncle
do a challenge
who has ALS.
95% of the time, people are gonna do the challenge versus actually donate.
Yeah.
No, yeah, definitely not.
No, it's kind of sad. Kind of very sad. I don't want to talk about it.
Just to move on, one last thing about this on a positive note. That ice bucket challenge raised $15 million through 2014. At the beginning when it started, up until 2014, it raised $15 million for ALS, so... That's pretty fucking rad.
That's a good amount.
For me, it was entertaining seeing the celebrities do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know they were donating.
They were donating and doing the Ice Bucket Challenge, making it fun. Yeah.
Half these other people are like,
and you look at them and you're like, hey, they're like normal people too.
Right?
Well, and half these other people, they're like, oh, we're in Florida and it's the middle of summer and we're going to dump a freaking ice bucket on our head. And it's like, okay, well, first of all, you're already at 100% humidity.
I would.
And it's already hot.
Yeah, I'd be doing that anyway.
You really want to do that? Okay, cool. Jeez, is it really that bad in Florida?
It's pretty fucking humid, dude.
He's going to have to go and then just feel... As soon as you get off the plane, remember that moment.
As soon as I step off the plane, fuck this.
Your hair is going to just furl out.
Yeah.
So here's a fun challenge that I'm pretty sure we've done, but it wasn't the internet challenge version that we were doing, but it became an internet challenge version.
Okay.
The hot pepper challenge.
Oh.
I'm sure we've all done this.
Yeah.
You just eat a fucking stupid hot pepper just to eat it.
I didn't need a challenge to do that.
I know. No, I love hot peppers. I don't need a challenge to do it.
I don't. But I have a very low tolerance.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Very low tolerance.
You'd think you'd have the highest
tolerance. I know, go figure. The Mexican has high tolerance. Never heard that one before. No, I have a very low tolerance for heat.
Dude, I love hot pepper stuff, so I'll fucking try hot.
You've never seen me, like, take the peppers out of my sandwiches?
Never.
Yeah.
If anybody...
Man, I wish I still lived where I used to live. There was this pepper bush that just randomly started growing in front of our house one day. You guys have both been to the old house. Like, right next to the door on the left, this pepper bush just for some reason started growing. I don't know. Maybe a seed came out or whatever, obviously. And we...
See, what happened is your dog got into a pepper
dude
patch and he shit out a... Could
have happened. Could have happened. Yeah. But growing right in the front were these peppers. And a friend of mine and I were staring at it one day and we're like, yeah, those are peppers. Okay. How hot are they? I don't know. You want to find out? And so we both plucked one off. And, dude, these things were tiny. I'm talking tiny.
Yeah.
And they were fucking extremely hot. It was awesome. I turned them into salsa, and it was amazing.
Little tiny red ones?
Tiny ones.
They yellow like, inside?
No, I don't know. I don't know what they look like inside. But they were super tiny, and they looked like little miniature. Remember
jelly beans?
Remember little the old school Christmas light bulbs? Mm-hmm. The big Christmas light bulbs back before they were LEDs?
Yeah.
They looked like that. They were shaped like that, and they were delicious. They had no flavor. It was just all heat.
They are
just all heat.
fuck.
I've only ever done that when I'm drunk.
I want to say habaneros, but they're not.
Let's get them drunk and feed them peppers.
No,
those are pretty hot. I got that on my hand one time because I'd eaten one, and I was like, "Oh, that's pretty hot." And then hours later, I went to go to the bathroom, and I was washing my hands after, washed my hands off, and then I itched my eyes.
Oh, I thought that was.
And this was like 4 hours later. Burned the shit out of my eyes.
I thought he was going to say something along the lines of like, "That pepper was hot, but it tasted like candy."
No. But if anybody, any of our listeners, if you guys have hot sauces you want me to try,
and I'm
not talking about pouring on food. I'm talking like just
straight chugging it.
I don't know about chugging it. I'm not trying to kill my esophagus.
I'm gonna put the hot sauce on something and try.
Yeah, it. Well, a lot of people do the tooth like that. They do the toothpick where you stick a toothpick in it and then put it on your tongue.
I'm gonna put it on a chip or some shit.
Like hot ones. Have you seen that?
Can we do our own version where the three of us get fucking like hot wings and just quiz each other on hot on dumb questions.
Fuck it, I'm down.
That's got to be like our first
not wings,
video
hot
episode.
Sauce. We'll do hot sauces.
But
we'll put them on wings.
Yeah, we'll put them on wings.
What? Hot tofu. Sauce on wings? We'll put it on tofu for you.
Gross.
We'll do fucking cauliflower. Fucking deep fried hot wing cauliflower.
Wait. Did you say? Wait.
We should do our own
hot
thing.
Sauce
hot
on
sauce.
Wings. You don't think that's a good idea?
Like.
What do you think buffalo wings are?
Like wing sauce, yeah, but like. Yeah. I don't know, for some reason when you were like hot sauce, my brain went to like, you know, some shit I'll put on a taco.
We're gonna
like dip our wings in salsa. I don't know why I went that direction.
It would be so much easier if we just got a bunch of different bottles of hot sauce and just tried each hot sauce. Then we don't have to cook it into the wings, make all these different batches, and we're doing
our
own thing.
But you're missing the point. I want wings.
Me too. Now I really want wings.
Now I really want wings.
And you know what? After we're done here, let's go get wings. Yeah, right. Fuck it.
Matt has a valid point. If we do that, we're straight up ripping off another show.
And not only that, but we can, our listeners, if you guys want to send us in bottles of hot sauce, it could be a tiny little bottle.
But it's got to be homemade.
No.
We won't call it hot ones. We'll call it like caliente or something. You know, they won't know.
We could call it lukewarm 3.
What?
Well, it won't be hot and there's 3 because it's not one. I was trying. I try. I'm going to go away.
Yeah, get out of here. Go.
I still had the crickets queued up, but they left.
Yeah. You know, we should get Dale in here.
Your last joke scared him away.
For Brett. I think it'd be better.
Can I come in there?
No, go away.
Oh, okay.
God, that guy thinks he can fucking come in
here. Dude, you just drop his name. He thinks he's waiting for his shot. You're going to get him all
I'm just fucking with him.
I was waiting for the pancakes.
He's still an intern, okay? He's still an intern. He has to work his way up.
He's got
to
earn it.
He's got to earn his fucking stripes.
He's got to make those pancakes. Making pancakes.
I don't know if I trust those pancakes, though.
I wouldn't either.
Did he even wash his hands?
I'm not sure.
Also, he keeps using that outhouse. One of you has to tell him it's a tool shed.
Have you been in there lately?
No.
I don't want to tell him. He can deal with it.
No.
He dug a pretty nice hole. It looks like an actual outhouse now.
Okay, well, as long as it's legit. I mean, we have indoor plumbing, right?
I don't think he understands how to work it.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
hope he's using biodegradable toilet paper. What other challenges? We had the push-up challenge.
That was a good one.
So 22 push-ups to raise awareness for military veteran suicide, which was good, but most people didn't even know what it was for.
They were just doing push-ups.
I got nominated for that. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I'm not doing push-ups. Fuck you.
I will say, shout out to Aussie Blood. He did the coolest push-up challenge. He literally swallowed that sword and just jumped down onto the floor and started doing push-ups with a sword in his stomach.
That was killer.
That was pretty fucking badass.
I was watching and I was like, no. Oh my God. Oh my.
That was rad.
He got full chub over here. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sword just came right out of the sheath.
Nice.
Come on.
Nice.
That deserved that one. Okay, you even get one of these. But that's it. Don't ask for more. Okay, would you mind doing that from the microphone?
Like, not hit it. Like,
there was perfect silence for it.
Right on the mic.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt's vaping in the studio.
And now after we get into the microphone,
after it's been explicitly said several times, hey, don't fucking vape in here.
Yeah,
he's the one that took the big rip.
Well, rules are meant to be broken, am I right?
Yeah, like some of these challenges, you know, that you're not supposed to do, like trying to think of a good segue.
You know what challenge I'm going to set up for like for Matt over here?
What's that?
The speaking through the fucking microphone challenge.
Holy shit, that's such a good challenge.
That's a great challenge.
Instead of speaking like this, you should speak over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should try the... Yeah.
You should try it. It's pretty fun.
It's fucking legit.
You don't even have to speak directly into it. You could be around it. That's fine.
Just as long as your mouth is
doing.
Pointing towards it.
No, you were speaking in against the wall.
This is great content
for... right next to you.
This is great content
for our listeners. Against the
wall,
it's behind me. Yeah, so we need to get back on our challenges.
Four walls.
This is great. I'm so sorry, guys.
8 feet away.
I'm going to get off my soapbox now.
Thank you. Fucking
I hope you fall and break a leg on your way down.
Twist your ankle off that soapbox.
Fuck. Asshole.
Fucking dick.
You fell on your asshole?
I did.
He fell in his asshole.
An egg? What the fuck?
Dale, I thought you said we didn't get any eggs.
I snuck that one in there.
Yo, how did he sneak that in there?
Oh my god, it's those duck eggs from those ducks that were laying, you know, on the side of the house. Yeah.
Fucking Dale. All
right. Let's get back on track.
How about the condom challenge? Do you guys remember that one?
I wear them every time.
Is that when you put it over your head and blow it up or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The rooster.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
And it makes your nose get all fucking weird.
But it's also fucking dangerous because it could suffocate you.
If you could suffocate, really?
Wow. Okay. Now I know who's buying wings.
Fuck.
Yep.
Whoever the fuck you are, bit gun logic. You're an asshole. Thought I muted that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so condom challenge.
Great fucking episode.
This is wonderful.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so that's one of those dangerous ones, by the way. You know,
I don't see how. I mean, I can. I guess like you see how you can suffocate with a condom on your head.
I figure maybe it exploded and blew an eardrum
right,
out or something.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. But like, if you suffocate wearing a condom on your head, that's just
Darwinism. Okay, you blow it up, and it's gonna be one of two things. It's either gonna explode, or you know what happens with rubber? Okay.
No, enlighten me.
You're asking the
rubber,
guy.
Rubber takes the shape of any liquid inside of it. Once that liquid is gone, that rubber wants to go back to its original shape.
Okay.
So once that liquid has left.
Boom. You mean air, but yeah.
No, they filled it with water.
Holy shit, that's even dumber.
Yeah,
I thought people were just putting it on their head and filling it with air.
No, the condoms were filled with water.
Oh, that's even more stupid.
It would explode and then it would just pop and it.
I only saw the air one.
Yeah, I only saw the air one.
Mm, no, they did it with water.
Holy shit, that's stupid as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, it did go to show you how big you can really blow up a condom.
Right, yeah.
So for all those guys out there like, oh, they don't make them big enough for me.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
You don't need to spend the extra money on magnums. They stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
They turn into bear. Regular condoms turn into bear skin condoms when you, you know, have a big schlong.
Oh, here. Going back to spicy foods.
Okay.
Did you guys ever try the one chip challenge?
No, but I want to.
No, it's not hot enough.
If I can get a hold of those chips, would you guys be down?
Let's do it. We could do it just before an episode.
It's the Carolina Reaper.
Yeah.
The hottest hot sauce I've tried is about three times as hot as that.
And they give you literally just one chip.
And you got to eat it and no milk, no water, nothing.
Nothing.
I'll do it.
Nothing.
And what is it? You got to wait like a half hour after you eat it before you can do anything?
Something like that, quote unquote,
win the challenge. That sounds easy as hell.
That's super easy.
Not only that, it's the oils. They don't want you to drink anything with the oils.
Yeah.
Because it's going to make everything worse.
Yeah.
I'll bring some flashbang hot sauce in for us to test.
Don't scratch yourself.
How about the Kylie Jenner lip challenge?
That was just about to bring that one up.
Stupid.
Yeah.
That one was so dumb. So many. I saw a couple of people like pop their lips because of it and like totally fuck themselves up.
Yep. Most people don't realize that that's a thing.
Yeah.
You know, you have little blood vessels in there.
Like you can.
You're just popping them.
Yeah, and you can put too much blood in your lips, and then you can literally pop your lips.
Yeah.
And then
it's not a good thing. No. No.
And then now you got a massive scar on your face because you wanted to look like an idiotic celebrity.
And then we have other challenges like the salt and ice that we used to do in high school.
Enlighten us.
So you take chemical
burns.
Exactly. So you take salt and you pour it on your skin, and then you take an ice cube and you put it over the salt and you hold it there. And there's a chemical reaction to where it actually burns you.
Yeah.
And it'll raise your skin up and be all red and sore. Yeah. And it's literally a burn.
Oh.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah, that one was dumb.
Let's try it.
we did that one in middle school.
Mentos and Diet Coke.
That one's still going on.
I know. How many accidents happened from that?
A lot.
I still think my favorite, like, my favorite Mentos and Diet Coke thing was a guy was sitting on the couch with, like, it looked like he was with his brother or some shit, and there was an open Diet Coke on the counter, and he takes a Mentos and just tosses it towards the Coke, like, oh, it'll never make it in, and fucking sinks the shot.
What?
And you see him
throw
it.
Like a one in a million shot.
You see him throw it, you see it go in, and the look on his face is like, oh, shit. And they both run over there to, like, stop it from, like, shooting all over and then making a bigger mess. But, like...
But see, that challenge started out simple enough. You put it on a fucking table. You drop in Mentos. You run away.
Yeah.
Now what they're doing is they will fucking face it.
Oh, yeah. And try to drink it.
Yeah. And try to drink it. Yeah. To which, to me, looks like more or less like the adult ending, film industry.
The
you
ending
know.
Of
that's,
a movie.
That's stupid. It's like...
It's the adult film industry simulator to yeah. me. Yeah.
But that's like doing the freaking banana and... What is it? Sprite challenge or whatever.
What the fuck?
So people would purposely make themselves nauseous so they can try not to throw up. So they'll mix bananas and Sprite, chug it, purposely make themselves nauseous, and try not to throw up. The challenge was to not throw up.
So mixing bananas and Sprite makes you nauseous?
Apparently. Now we're thinking, oh, let's try this.
I kind of have to test this theory. I love Sprite. I like bananas. I've never had bananas and Sprite. Are we blending the banana with the Sprite, or am I eating a banana and then drinking a Sprite?
I think you're blending it.
Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
no.
that.
I'm gonna
that
pass
consistency
on that.
Is going to make me vomit just looking at
Hard
it.
Hard pass. How about the gallon of milk challenge?
Yeah, that
oh,
one.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. Stupid.
No, that one's stupid.
Literally nobody can do that. It's physically impossible.
I mean, you can drink a gallon of milk, but
right,
you can't
but
chug
it. You ain't going to hold it down.
But that's the thing. It's not just milk. Any liquid. You can't chug
no.
1 gallon of water.
Yeah, you could.
No, you can't. You physically can't.
You can.
Just tell that to my dad who
yeah,
chugged
you
a
can
gallon
chug
of
it.
Alcohol.
You can hold it down, but milk you can't hold down as long or at all.
Well, milk's dairy.
Because the dairy, your body will
reject it. I get what you're saying.
It.
I get what you're saying. But also any liquid, a gallon of it. Just
how
chug
we,
it. It'll you'll throw it up.
How about we just don't chug a gallon of liquid? If you're gonna put something in your mouth, why don't we just do the Chubby Bunny challenge?
That was a funny one.
Chubby Bunny.
Where you stick a bunch of marshmallows in your mouth and try to say Chubby Bunny.
I've done that.
So stupid.
That's a funny
I've
one.
Done that one.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah.
Oh my God! The okay. saltine cracker challenge.
Hey, I feel attacked.
When don't you?
That was so bad.
What's that one?
So you just eat a bunch of saltines until your mouth dries out, and you just try to eat as many as you can before you can't even really eat any anymore.
Oof.
I've done that like on
that
accident.
That just sounds like, yeah, that just sounds like what Miserable. I used to do when I was hungover. Because I needed something to soak up all the fucking alcohol in my stomach, so
mm-hmm.
I like
yep.
eat a whole sleeve of saltines.
Yep.
Like that's when you're laying in bed and the room is spinning and you're like, fuck.
And then your mouth's dry and you grab another beer to wash it down.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I hate myself.
How about the boiled water challenge?
I can boil water.
It's not what you think.
if it is what I think it is, people are fucking stupid.
Yeah. Basically, you would boil water and throw it on people. The boiled
on
water.
People
yeah.
Or like
or
on
you,
yourself.
Or throw it on yourself.
Because that's assault.
Yeah. Either yourself or somebody, but yeah.
They used to do that shit in like medieval times where they would dump like hot tar and shit
yeah,
on
people. Yeah, that's legit
and
a
water.
Torture method. We should have brought that up last episode.
Not only that, it's highly
Look,
illegal.
See, they're coming.
Uh-oh. They found us.
Sorry, folks.
Sorry, not sorry.
Speaking of like boiled water, quote unquote challenges, have you seen the thing where you boil water and then you throw it out in the air when it's like, what is it, 30 or below?
32 or below.
32 or below.
Or zero if you're
in Canada.
A Celsius country.
So if you boil water and you throw it out and like that, it just vaporizes immediately and it looks really fucking cool.
I have seen that. That looks pretty fucking
yeah.
awesome.
Fucking
I might want to try it someday.
Yeah. You guys want to try the condom challenge where you snort a condom?
What?
I mean, I know somebody who can. I've seen it.
Yeah, where they pull it out the other nose
snort
or out,
other,
out
of your mouth.
Or out of your mouth.
Oh, I'm... No. Hard pass. Thank you. No pun intended.
I mean...
The worst one.
Okay.
Go
the
on.
The peeps challenge.
First of all, fuck peeps.
Have you yeah. guys seen... You know, I like... I have a...
They're gross.
I like them, sadly. But
I don't like peeps. Pass.
You guys have seen Malcolm in the Middle where Francis did what was called... They had quacks. They weren't... And
right.
he had to
right.
eat a bunch. Yeah. Well, they would eat a crap ton of peeps in a certain time frame.
And try not to throw up.
Oh, you're going to get so sick. They're going to expand
that's
in your
just,
stomach
yeah,
and everything.
And that's just condensed processed sugar.
Yeah.
That's just going to fuck you up.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
It's all bad. It's all bad. You know.
Or the gallon smashing challenge where they would go into supermarkets and they would throw the gallon down on the floor and it would splatter all over the place.
See, those are the ones that were really stupid when people would like, oh, the run into this establishment and destroy some products and run out challenge. Whatever it was, the gallon smash challenge or any of the other ones that I...
How about the stupid one where they were going around licking food?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That one was stupid.
That one was so fucking
stupid. Well, that got extreme because they were taking fresh produce in, like, a supermarket, and then they started, like...
Lick it and then put it back. Like, do you have any idea how disgusting that is?
It got to the point where they were putting it on their private parts and all that stuff. And
it's like, their no-no areas?
Like, that's fucking... Like,
it's like, that's how you get cooties. Like,
that's probably how the fucking pandemic started. What's a good thing
I had my cootie shot?
Like, I wouldn't doubt, like, that licking doorknobs and licking fucking... Like
toilet
a fucking
seats.
Toilet seat challenge. And now here we are in a fucking pandemic. Congratulations, you idiots.
How's the cootie shot again? Circle, circle.
Circle, dot, dot. Now I got my cootie shot.
There you go. Thank you.
Circle, circle, square, square. Now I got it everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, you know. It's like,
that's the extended version.
You know, it's
I didn't get the booster.
I know.
I got the booster. No. You got to get the booster shot.
I didn't get the booster. Oh, yeah. Shit. That's where I fucked
you're
up.
You're fucked.
Yep.
If cooties get on any of your sides where you didn't get the shot, you're going to get cooties.
I'm so fucked.
You're gonna get the cooties.
Oh joy!
You guys have any more challenges?
The Matt's Not Here challenge.
Where you listen to this podcast every single week
and then share it with five of your friends.
Yep,
that's a good challenge. I like that challenge.
Hashtag Matt's Not Here challenge.
Did we just start a new hashtag?
We did.
Ooh.
We gotta make sure we use it next time we post.
Yeah, definitely.
We're gonna forget.
So if we don't have any more challenges, we're totally gonna forget. What do we segue into? Viral trends?
Yeah, go for it. Viral trends. Let's do this.
Does anybody have any viral trends?
Wait.
You should have had one before.
Final thoughts. Final thoughts for the challenges. Just stop it. Just stop. Okay. There's some that are fun. I will admit. There's some that look fun and they're harmless. Those I'm okay with. Whatever. You know, have fun. But don't be fucking stupid and set yourself on fire.
Unless you're a trained professional.
Well, that too. Don't be fucking stupid and throw boiling water on yourself. Don't be fucking stupid and eat Tide Pods. If you do any of these things and you somehow end up in a fucking coffin, you deserved it. Yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. Those are my final thoughts. Yeah. Anybody else want to throw anything else in?
No, I pretty much agree with everything you said about like
the challenges. Please agree with me because it's dead silence over here.
No, I totally agree. I'm looking up viral trends because I wasn't fully prepared to do this.
Me neither, and I don't have one, and I can't find any good ones.
How are you going to bring up this as a topic and you're not prepared to talk about it, fool?
Since when are we ever prepared to talk about anything?
That's true.
That fucking cop car outside.
I think it's a fire truck.
Has been going crazy.
Somebody's having a bad day.
Yo.
Hope everything's okay.
They're like, hey, someone's recording a podcast over there. Fuck those guys.
We need to go fuck that show up. Oh, Jesus. Okay, yeah, so one of the Harlem Shake was one of the viral trends. We talked about that earlier. What the fuck? Go away, ad.
Well, there's a bunch, like healthy eating and the tourism thing where everybody wanted to go like take that picture with the Leaning Tower of Pisa and...
Coro, coro, coro.
That's the one, right?
Yep. Sure.
Harlem Shake.
Copyright strike.
Oh, yeah. Whoa,
we just lost our podcast.
We're
going to
get so much copyright.
We just lost our podcast.
I do remember that one, and that one was,
wildly
popular.
Dope.
Yeah.
And it was well done by a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was some clever... yeah.
It's funny. It was actually started by... a YouTuber.
No shit.
Yeah. Forget his name. He dresses up in a pink bodysuit.
Oh. Yeah, and he's actually like a rapper or some shit now.
I think he goes by Filthy Frank,
Yeah, Filthy Frank.
Yeah. He started it. He's the one who started that.
And he does like rap now, and he's like apparently really fucking good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And yeah, I remember... hearing
I think next episode we should probably do a little more research and come up with the origins.
The origins. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the thrift store viral challenge?
Oh no, but I'm interested. Go on.
It looks like, if I've read this correct, which I'd like to think I did, you fucking shopped at a thrift store and posted about it, which is kind of fucking dumb, but great at the same time, because it's promoting fucking thrifty living. Somebody talk while I find this.
I don't get it. You know,
Whoa.
I don't get it.
This has got to be one of the stupidest challenges I've ever seen.
Hit me.
I'm waiting for him.
Yeah, this is literally, I was right. The thrift store challenge, it's not even a thrift store challenge. It's just the thrift store viral trend. You go, you fucking buy some shit at a thrift store and take a picture with it.
Oh, great.
What? What is the point of that? I don't get it.
Humble brag.
For reals.
This, the outlet challenge.
Oh, jeez. Go on.
Have you guys heard of the outlet challenge?
I have
if
not.
If it's what I think it is, we did this in high school and shut down the lights in our math room.
Okay, so this challenge involves using the plug part of a phone charger, inserting it into a wall outlet, then sliding a penny down the wall onto the exposed prongs.
Okay, not 100% what I thought it was, but yeah, that's a great way to...
fires, burn your house down.
That's a great way to fuck your circuit breaker up.
Uh-huh.
So... Yeah. Back in
fuck all your shit up. Like.
Back in high school, if you know the gum wrappers have like the metal foil on them.
Right.
Oh shit! Yeah.
One of these kids folded up the gum wrapper to the size of a plug, folded it so it would fit in the plug, and then just popped it right in the outlet of our portable and of our math portable, and you heard it go, like, and you could smell burnt freaking electronics and plastic. And the whole classroom's lights and all the electricity in the classroom shut off because it was a like portable, had its own
flip
circuit.
The breaker, yeah.
Pop the breaker, shut down the whole classroom, fucked up math for the day.
You have that slight burnt smell of like burnt winter fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck math anyway.
Yeah, that was fucking great.
That sounds pretty fun.
God.
You're giving me ideas. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, on those days where I'm at work and I'm like, fuck this shit. There we go.
Just slip that in there and... walk off.
Yeah. I suppose I could always just go squirt some water on there, too.
That might help, too.
Yeah, that would work.
You know what you could do? Take a fork,
mm-hmm.
break off the two middle prongs, and then just stick the fork in and hang on to it as long as you can.
That's a good challenge.
Yeah, or just two butter knives.
We don't condone that challenge, by the way.
We definitely do not condone that challenge. Don't do anything we tell you to do unless it's follow us and share our stuff.
And listen to our podcast.
And share it with your friends.
I hope you guys are really enjoying this podcast.
I really hope you enjoy this episode. This is a weird episode.
Every episode's a weird episode.
It's true.
But this one especially.
Especially weird. Yep.
Weird.
So weird. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
I'm out of shit.
Because I'm running out of ideas. Also, I'm very hungry. So
me too.
We're going to have to cut this one short.
Cut this one short and we go get wings.
Now we got to talk about our horror movie real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got to fill up at least... 9 more minutes.
We can do that with a horror movie. So,
we're going to talk about it, and it's going to be longer in the film.
Fucking A, dude, right? We can talk about this longer than the movie was. How long was the movie? About
17
minutes?
Something, yeah.
Really? It was that long?
Yeah.
It didn't seem that long.
It didn't, which is...
That's what she said.
I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. When it's a long thing and it doesn't feel long. Wait, hold up.
You just burn yourself on that one?
No, because mine definitely feels large.
Well, I don't know. Jury's still out on that one.
Have you guys seen the hats I wear? My head's huge. Anyway.
Okay, so we're going to have somebody pull up. The movie is called Miner's Mountain.
Miner's Mountain.
Hold up, what?
But I need to get the director and writer's name, and my phone isn't loading.
Your
phone sucks.
Android sucks.
Service here.
Android rocks.
Android sucks dick.
My service is bullshit. And Miner's Mountain came out in 2019. The director, Bennett Pillington. The writer, Bennett Pillington.
Mm-hmm.
All of the actors, Bennett Pillington.
Everyone, Bennett Pillington. The sheriff, Bennett Pillington. The monster, Bennett Pillington. No, we're joking. He doesn't play everyone. He just wrote and directed this. A sheriff comes under fire when two SBI agents question his involvement with an unsolved murder that shares a distinct similarity with a homicide.
Homicide?
Homicide. I realize we're going to have our own language. By the time we stop making the podcast, we're going to have our own fucking lingo.
I'd like to discuss the origins of homicides
for some weird language.
Yeah, the weird. Origins of homicide is when you, God, are right next to it. You sit next to a gay guy.
Oh, do they taste like candy?
Yes.
We have way too much fun at the expense of Matt.
We really do.
So,
yeah. We should probably stop that.
This movie, apparently, so it's a 17-minute short film.
Yeah, and it's pretty fucking good.
It is, and there is a trailer for a part two, so they're going to continue this, which I'm super happy to see because most of these short films don't have sequels, and this kind of left people wondering.
Yeah.
Lots of questions.
Yeah. I like how this kind of left it opened, and then they're also going to, you know, answer all the questions they left.
They might not. What if they make it a trilogy? You got to wait for that third one.
What if they make it into a YouTube series?
What if they make it into a Fast and Furious fucking
There's fucking like 90
situation.
Of them and they end up in space.
Yeah, like what?
I just saw the trailer for that the other day. Fucking
so
ridiculous.
So excited to turn my brain off and watch that.
So fucking ridiculous.
How did this turn into us talking about that fucking series?
Well, that's exactly what you do, though. You go into those movies realizing you're going to shut off your brain. Just shut it off.
We're talking about Fast and Furious here?
Yeah,
fucking totally segued to a completely
Here's
movie
the thing.
Series.
I found this out recently. Apparently, Fast and the Furious was never, ever supposed to be a car film marketed towards car people. It was supposed to be an action, like, crime
Well, you
movie.
Know it's just Point Blank with cars, right? The first
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
It's Point
yeah.
Blank with cars. It was just supposed to be an action, like, crime thing. But it was full of dope-ass cars at the height of that street racing craze.
Mm-hmm.
So it attracted that. And so they went, fuck it!
And then they still just didn't tailor to the car guys at all. And they just totally went their own thing. And then... But the thing that makes me mad about the new movie is
one of the last ones,
you know how Paul Walker passed away
right.
during the production of that?
Rest
right.
in peace,
and then
Paul
they
Walker.
Had to use his brothers for stunt doubles
for the,
with
late,
CGI
for the
to
last
put
few,
exactly.
to give him the send off, which
and
was they, amazing.
They
way.
Gave him that where he drives off into the sunset.
Yeah.
Well, according to this new film and the new trailer, he's not dead.
Say what?
Yeah, no, he retired.
Well, he's not like he's. Well, what I mean is he's coming back. He's in this film.
No,
but his
As a
brother.
Hologram?
No, his brothers are. I think are probably gonna play him,
oh,
or at least
man.
One of them, and they're gonna CGI it and still have him there. I was
Hopefully
like, that
looks good.
It's like that's kind of disrespectful.
Not at all. If you look at any of the interviews and anything he ever said about the Fast and the Furious series, he fucking loved that entire series.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, there was an interview he did where he's like, oh, I want to do this until I'm 90, until I can't move. He's like, the whole thing, he's like, fucking go with this. Just fucking take it wherever the fuck. So the fact that they're still keeping his character in, I don't think is disrespectful at all. I think that's super fucking cool.
They gave him a send-off.
They did. They gave him a send-off for a while. He retired. He took off. And now, you know, they got to be like, hey, we need fucking Paul Walker back. We need fucking Brian Erdel Spillner.
Rubs me the wrong way a little bit.
Well,
now Han coming back.
Well, yeah, because Han didn't
die.
I thought he died, though. That's the thing.
But he didn't. You got to watch the seventh one or the eighth one or some shit.
I don't know. I didn't watch the last two.
I got to catch up. I just started the whole, like, hey, we're going to watch all of them marathon now. We've only gotten to the second one.
One, two, and Tokyo Drift are my favorites. All the other ones were kind of like. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love all of them.
Me too.
I love all of them. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Every time a new one comes out, I'm like, oh, Brain, you're taking a vacation.
Yeah, like, I check out and watch this done. Cars go vroom.
They just ripped the vault out of the bank and they're dragging it down the street.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got two badass cars. Of course you can do that.
Oh, jeez.
Doesn't matter that vault weighs fucking 10,000 pounds. Give me two Dodges and I can pull it. No problem.
Yeah, why
didn't it's got a Hemi.
Why didn't they do that in like what the Panama Canal to move that boat? They could have just got
two
Super Duties or
get two fucking Hellcats and you're good.
One on each side and pull
get a Dodge Demon on one end, a Hellcat on the other, dude. You can turn that boat around, no problem.
It's got a Hemi.
That thing got a hammer.
Yeehaw!
Fuck that, dude.
Oh jeez.
Shit.
Shit, they could have got him a freaking modern fucking Ford fucking Ranger, you know? Motherfucking Ford Ranger! I ain't no stranger. I know that truck. That's a Ford fucking Ranger.
Fuck yeah.
I think Dale's in love with you right now, by the way.
Do it for Dale.
Look at the way he's looking at you.
Look at him.
That's a lustful look. That's really, really
weird. You better
weird.
Protect your butthole, dude.
Yeah, I would definitely do that on the way out.
Be careful, Dale. There's an alligator in there.
I'm gonna spit on it and have some fun.
Yeehaw!
All right.
You surely got a pretty mouth.
This got weird.
Fucking
this
weird.
This got real fucking weird. Well, see, the thing is, we were talking about a horror movie, and we ended up talking about fucking Fast and the Furious, and now we're talking about fucking happen? Matt's fucking mouth over here.
Actually, Dale, right back to horror.
Actually, Dale's going, fuck Matt's mouth.
No, that ain't happening.
Well, never say never.
Shut up. You've got like 9 eggs in your, well, 8, because one fell out in your butt right now.
And I got hungry, so there's that.
So you ate the egg that fell out?
Egg that fell out. Why are you waiting?
Now it's a Cadbury cream egg.
Yo, Easter was the other week.
You're welcome. You're welcome for that visual. You know what? Let's just go ahead and do our final thoughts on this episode. You guys have a final thought?
Shitty.
Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid, stupid.
Yeah, definitely don't be stupid. That's that's the takeaway from today's show. Don't be fucking stupid.
And don't eat chemicals.
Yeah, so the advice of the week is don't listen to anything we covered in this podcast. And
listen,
and
if this challenge sounds like it might hurt you, it probably will. So there don't do it.
And if for some reason you think that it won't hurt you,
it probably will.
Then I'm sorry, but we probably can't help you, and you're already a lost cause.
True, 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 true.
And if anybody that listens to this podcast has taken part in any of these challenges, we'd love to hear your results and how your experience went.
Fuck yeah. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Wait, no.
We got to plug the socials.
We keep forgetting to do that. So Make sure you follow us on Facebook.
At Matt's Not Here.
On Instagram.
Matt's Not Here Podcast.
And make sure you join the Facebook group.
Facebook group.
We can't talk today. He's hungry.
I'm hungry. Group. Facebook group.
Cult of MNH.
So if you guys didn't get that, it's myspace.com/cultofmnh.
Yo, if MySpace is still available, fucking somebody snag that for us quick.
No, MySpace is sadly.
We need more people in there. We want to see your fucked up memes.
Definitely.
Yeah. For sure.
You know, share it with your friends. Add 5 friends. You know, Matt's Out Here Challenge.
Yep.
And with that, we say...
Thank
you. Bye-bye. And goodbye. From all of us here at... Matt's...
Not...
Here.
Oh, you guys fucked it up.
Fucking hit the mic.
Yeah, well... You know what?
What?
I don't give a fuck.
Wait, is this the part where we talk shit on our listeners again?
I mean...
I've been waiting the whole fucking episode for this.
Okay, do it. Just fucking do it. Go fucking do it.
You fucking listeners, I swear to God, you guys are such... pieces of stinking freaking come on fucking song. You guys fucking